It happens to a lot of us, finding the motivation to get up and make it to the gym, nailing that last round of shoulder presses, or pushing yourself to take a few seconds off that 5K run. There is something to be said about the power of working out in a group. But what is it that motivates us to exercise with others? We're asking our experts if there is any truth to the old adage, there's strength in the numbers. Personal life and fitness coach Jake Laspinato is here. First off, Jake, congratulations on running your first half marathon.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, as a trainer, what did you learn from this entire process? I'm assuming this was new for you.
Yeah, this is new. I've always been an athlete, but I was never like a long distance runner. There was actually a lot that I learned through this process, and I feel like some of the pieces that stick out the most are the discipline of just running whether I wanted to or not, because exercise, like strength training, is easy for me. It's so every day now for me that running was new, and there were so many times I didn't want to run. And then also, too, the mindset of those mental blocks that come up, especially on those long distance runs, you know, those 8, 9, 10 mile runs.
I can't imagine that yet.
Oh my gosh. Just
that
the
is a lot of discipline in and of itself.
Yeah. Yeah. And overcoming those thoughts that would creep in, like you can't do this, just quit. Like that was the biggest thing for me, is being able to power through and be like, no, I can do this.
Well, congratulations. Okay, so now group activity is nothing new, but it seems to be rising in numbers. You know, we see the spin classes, CrossFit, and boot camp. I know that's one of your big classes. What is it that makes group activity so popular?
I think a lot of it has to do with, like you said, there's strength in numbers. I feel like the energy of having more people in a class really changes the dynamic, because when it's a one-on-one or even like I'm training two people, it's good and I can really focus in on the exercises that certain people are doing. But when there's a big group and there's music playing and everybody's working hard, everybody's pushing themselves, and then on top of that, they also have me in there helping to push them and helping to keep them focused. It's honestly just a totally different energy and a totally different dynamic that I found from taking group classes, and then, of course, also teaching group classes. It's a better fit for some people to have that environment and actually to build that community as well, because I think community is so important. And as we've been talking so much with COVID and everything, like most people lost that sense of community when there was the big shutdown and everything. So having those classes gives people that sense of having others who are also suffering through a workout together.
I mean, I really do see it as a friendly competition. Everybody's a winner. You know, I see your clients, I go to the same gym as you, and I see your clients running all over the place. They're on the turf, they're doing pull-ups, they're doing CrossFit, they're jumping here, they're jumping there. Are you really seeing a significant impact in changes in people? We all have a competitive side, but yet it's a friendly environment.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, totally. I mean, especially in that setting of, like you said, everyone's running around and people are losing weight, people are getting stronger. And the thing is too, like with the group classes, a lot of times the intensity, or I should say the density of the workouts are higher. So it's like, you know, we're going from one exercise to the next, and there's strength incorporated, but then it's also like conditioning and cardio-based exercises. So people's endurance is increasing. People are putting on muscle. People are losing weight and having fun. And of course, too, not all exercises are always the most fun, but normally they're necessary.
You know, I mean, for those who are still like kind of worried and are ready to take that first step, but they're still waiting, you know, they might be embarrassed or they might be a little bit shy about how they look. Group exercise is really a good alternative, not only for beginners, but throughout your entire fitness journey, really.
It helps add another dynamic, because when you come to a group class, especially my classes as well, it's a group of supportive people, you know, like, yeah, can it get competitive? Of course, especially if you like go with a friend to the group class, because then it's like, or you're making friends and you're like, you know, they're they're doing more push-ups than you or whatever, it can be like, okay, there's that motivating factor. But
absolutely,
there's always support. And I was actually talking to a client last night, and she was like, I want to join one of your group classes. And I was like, if you have any other people who would be interested, let them know. And she basically was like, yeah, but they don't have as much experience as me. And I was like, that's totally fine, because there's always a way to modify every single exercise. So even if someone's doing something more advanced, I can modify that for a beginner, or I can change it. So it's still going to be challenging, but it's going to be doable, and they're going to be safe doing the exercise.
Yeah, that was kind of my next question, is like, you run your boot camps, and I mean, you have people of all different abilities. Do you design the class for the group, but you make it slightly more different for each person, like according to their abilities?
Yeah, for sure. So like when people come in, right, there'll be a workout for the day. So it's like, okay, here's our workout for the day. But there's certain exercises. I have some people who may have, you know, a hard time doing a lunge. So say the workout is do a dumbbell walking lunge. I will say, okay, to a person, if they have a hard time lunging, okay, we're not going to do dumbbell lunges. I'm going to have you grab these TRX straps. For those of you who don't know what those are, they basically are these straps that hang that you can do all different types of exercises with. But you can use that as a support, too, to help with balance, to help with some strength. So it's like I can take that dumbbell walking lunge and be like, okay, for you, I'm going to have you do it this way because, you know, it just wouldn't be safe, or, you know, it wouldn't make any sense to have someone who can't actually perform the movement to do it, because it's just like putting them at risk of injury and so on. So there's always ways to change the actual workout, but I keep it all essentially the same movement patterns. There's just regressions, or sometimes I have to progress people too, because there are like some athletes that show up to group classes sometimes, and it's like, you know, they might need things to be a little bit harder.
How can people reach you and talk to you about your different class options and fears they might have walking into the gym, and how you can like help them out in that sort of a way?
People can reach me through social media. People can reach me. They can contact me through the Salem Athletic Club. That's where I train my clients out of. Or they could also connect with me through my email address, coachjakelaspinato@gmail. And I think it's actually really great for people, because sometimes, you know, not everybody just wants to show up to a class. So I think it's really important to have people connect and check in with me before they show up, so then I can explain things and help them feel a little bit more comfortable with getting enrolled.
And I mean, Jake, I think what you're doing is having a significant impact on so many people and on their health. And as always, thank you so much. I will post all of your information on our website and social media pages. And I have one last question for you. I see you're really working on this running thing. Is the 26.2 next?
Oh, it is. It's coming up.
Oh, when is this going to happen?
May 21st, I'm going to run the Martha's Vineyard full marathon.
Congratulations. So, wow.
Thank you. I got a long winter of training ahead of me.
There you go. And you'll do it. You got the right stuff. Thank you so much, Jake. Have yourself a great day.
You too. Thanks so much.